The event that really made impressed in the Indian mind was the Treaty of Fort Stanwix, which is located at near Rome, New York. Not that you know where Rome, New York is located. It's upstate in the Finger Lakes District, and it's the place where Mr. Johnson, who was the British Indian superintendent, held forth, and he was very influential because he had a strong marital-type alliance with Molly Brandt, whose father was Joseph Brandt, who was very important among the Mohawk and other tribes, so he had connections. Nobody gets to first base in Indian country without marrying into the tribe. You're completely an outsider until you've made a personal familial alliance, and he did it. So he had unusual influence, and his descendants are still around. I met one that came from Six Nations Reserve last summer, although he was a little obscure about his own roots. But Johnson organized this treaty in 1768, and this was a real treaty for Indian people, something in which they participated, and there were over 3,000 Indian people there. And that, although, I mean, you could talk all hour about this treaty and how unfair it was, because his relatives in the Six Nations got all the money for it and took all the credit, and what was being ceded was really Shawnee hunting grounds in Kentucky, and the Shawnee didn't get a nickel out of it, and that's what made them so really angry. I was going to say pissed off, but they're recording this. However, this is, they were really extremely disapproving of the results of the treaty at first and opposed it. But in the long run, they realized that maybe it was their best guarantee to keep Europeans of various sorts, British and German and so forth, from coming into the area where their towns were by that time, which was southern and southeastern Ohio. Consult the atlas. They're all in there, all of those towns, and even the times that they moved, if you can figure it out slowly. But the Treaty of 1768 became a rallying cry that was backed by all the tribes in the Middle West and what is called the Northwest Territory.